This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. You know, when you learn Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, you see Ki Toivim Doidecha Meyayim Chavivim Divrei Soifim Af Miyena Shel Torah. The profundity of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim is as amoik as any mitzvaya in Torah. Okay, we're up to Sif Hei. We're going to try to do today Sif Hei, Sif Vav, perhaps and beyond. And then we're going to go back and see Siv Dalid. Basically, what we want to clarify is there are many different levels. The biggest problem, as we'll see, is if a different person touches your hand. Next level is if a hand that wasn't washed touches your hand. It's a problem, perhaps, even if you use a Revius. Certainly, it's a bigger problem if you didn't do a Revius. That's what it came out from yesterday. Regarding wet kli handles, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's only an issue if you don't use a revius. Other achrayim bring other potential problems, but we'll re-examine that tomorrow. Today, let's go further. Mitoich mashe kosavnu yizbar lecha, based on what we wrote, it will become clear. If you remember the beginning of Sif Dalet, the beginning of Sif Dalet is if you poured water on one hand and you rubbed it into the other hand, you're up the creek without a paddle, because now each hand has tumah from another hand that cannot be removed. But based on what we wrote, that one hand becomes tameh rubbing it with the other, dafka benoitel yaday achas, it's only if you washed one hand, and then you rubbed it against its friend. But if you want initially to wash the two hands together, you could. They're both considered like one hand, and they're not metame each other. So Siv Dalet began that if you poured Mayim Rishon on one hand and rubbed it on the other, Layal Salay Netila. Now we're learning that that's only when you want to wash one at a time. Where if you want to wash one and rub it on its friend. But if you want to wash the two hands together, they're like one hand, they're not metame each other. Even 4 or 5 people who put their hands next to each other, or on top of each other, it's like one hand, and they don't contaminate each other. Says Mishnah Berurah, Shtei Yadav Ka'achas, Aval Benota Rak Achas. But if you only wash one, v'shafach mimena al hashniya, and you pour from the water on hand one onto the second one, af shaloi nogaba, even without touching it, v'neskaven mitchila lito gam hashniya, and even if your intent was initially to pour on the second, so if you pour on the right hand, and then whatever water is still on the right hand, you drip down on the left hand, then it's going to be a problem. This procedure that the hands are not metame each other is only if you wash them together. We learned earlier that b'shas hadchak you don't need a revius for each one. Ela noitel me revius l'shnayim. You could use one revius for two. Mechatzi loig l'shloisha ul'arba. You could use a revius and a half for 3 or 4 people. Rakim hispig lavei adam kosher anatilaroi, provided that it reaches each person's hand the appropriate natila. Sivav. Natal shtei yadav zula atzmai v'zula atzmai. Let's say you washed your two hands, the right hand by itself, the left hand by itself, v'nimlach, and then you thought about it, perush nesyaitz, kishanata hamayim hashniyim, and now you changed your mind, And you said, you know what, I'm going to wash them both together. He said, Sif Hei says you could wash the two hands together. So after Mayim Rishonim, the guy decides he's going to put the two hands together for Mayim Shniyim. V'higi ayod av zulazu. And the two hands touch each other. V'shafach ashtein kachetz. And you pour on both of them together. Yod av tmeyos. Mibnei shekishet seyref yod av zulazu. Because when you combine the two hands together, l'kaba Mayim Shniyim, nitmu yod av benigiasim zulazu. The hands become tame by touching each other. D'mayim sha'agav yad zu metame mayim sha'agave chaverta. Because the water that's on the right hand is metame the water that's on the left hand. V'gamez hayad, and also it's metame the hand. Uchshenata asa shniyim. And now when you wash the mayim shniyim, loy tiaru asa rishonim. The mayim shniyim is not going to be metare the mayim rishonim. Kiven shenitmeis machmas chaverta. Because now you have on your hands tamei water from a different hand. Ela adaraba gama shniyim nitmu bahem. It's going to contaminate the mayim shniyim. B'tzarch lenagev yadav. You're going to have to dry your hands. Velito shtehen ka'achas, and wash them both together. Haga v'choshekein lizar shelo yiga biyadoi sheshafach aleha pam echad liyadoi hashenis sheshafach aleha shtei pam. Certainly, you should be careful not to touch with a hand that you only washed once the second hand that you already washed twice. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Nun Beis, that if you wash each hand, Mayim Rishonim, and then you put your two hands together for Mayim Shniyim, they're going to become Tamei, they're going to contaminate each other. Nitmu Yadav, the Mayim HaRishonim, because the first waters, Kishem Pchusim Erevius, when they're less than Erevius, Tameim Heim, they're Tamei, Umetamin Zezeh, they contaminate each other, V'chanal B'sivdalen. V'litol Shtehen Ke'achas, and to wash both of them together. Hainu af b'revius achas. That is, even with one revius. This is somewhat lavdavka. You don't have to wash them both together. You could wash them separately. It means you're allowed to wash them both together with one revius. V'chanal b'sevdalad. And hey, v'chol shekein lizar. U'mashma miloshen zeh. Now, this is what I was bothered by. Why does the Ramah say you have to be very careful that if you washed one hand once, let's say you washed your left hand once and your right hand twice, don't take your left hand and touch your right hand. Really? That's not true. We learned yesterday you could. We learned yesterday that once your hand is tahar, because, again, either because you poured a revius or because you washed mayim rishonim and shniyim, it will not accept tuma from the other hand. We learned that in Sif Katan Memches. Now, we didn't learn it straight out. We learned ubediyeved imnaga yeshoimim shein tzarch lenagva v'yeshoimim degam bezet tzarch lenagva. So what's the Ramah saying? The answer is the Yesh Oimrim that we learned in Sivkata and Memchesa, you have to dry it, is the Ramah over here in Sifhei. However, there is an opinion, the first opinion, Bidiyeved, that once your hand is Tahar, the Magen Avram says you don't have to. The Magen Avram says once a hand either had a Revius on it or had Mayim Shniyim on it, it's no longer susceptible to Tumah. So that's the first daya in the Mishnah Berurah of Katam Memches. The second daya that you do need to dry it is the Ramah that we're learning here in Siv Katan Vav, who holds it's a kol shekein. The Magen Avram so badly wanted us to learn that he canceled our trip. He said, don't come to visit me. Don't come. Stay home. Learn it. It's more important to learn it. There are more Magen Avrams on this page of the Mishnah Berurah than, you know. Now, that's why one of the reasons why I wanted to see Siv Hei and Vav before we go back and review Siv Dalet. So tonight you have homework. Tonight I want everybody to, in Siv Dalet, where it says Im Naga Bohem Acher Shaloi Nata Yadav. That's the middle of Siv Daled. I want everybody to review the second part of Siv Daled with the Mishnah Berurahs and the Sharat Tzioins going from Lamed Vav to Mem Aleph. And that's the plan, what we're going to review tomorrow. But at least today, we saw that the Ramah is of the opinion that even if your hand is completely Tahar, it's still susceptible to Tumah. Not everybody agrees to that. The Magen Avraham seems to say, no, once your hand is covered, either with a Revius or with Mayim Shniyim, it won't become Tameh, at least B'diyaved. Fine. Siv Zayin. Im Shifshef Yadav Zubazu. Now, when you're rubbing your hands, Yizoher Shla Yiga Chutz Mimakim Shenaflo by Mayim. Oh, be careful in the rubbing. Be careful that you don't touch outside of the place where the water fell. Because it's going to be metame. So maybe, you know, you don't typically see people rubbing. You don't typically see people rubbing. Maybe in where you live. But I don't typically see people rubbing. In places where they're not drying the cup, they're definitely not rubbing their hands. But rubbing is dangerous. Rubbing could be lethal. Why? Because if you go out of the... If you start rubbing and you get distracted and you touch the wrist, finish. You got to wash again. So it's a chumra da'asu yidei kula gedoyla. It's mamish sakonas nefashos. It's sakonas nefashos to rub. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Because again, the Mechaber says, if you touch chutz, now rubbing is very important. Rubbing completes tahara gemura. Where is the halach of shifshuf? The Rama said, "Hanoitel yadav tsarich l'shafshafam zubazu." That's in Sif Beis. By the way, the Mechaber never said to rub your hands. The Rama said you need to, and it's l'chachila, not l'ikuva. Fine. One second. However, it's very Kabbalistic. Al pi Kabbalah, you gotta rub. Mm-hmm. Okay, so definitely it's a mitzvah to rub. The only problem is, it's dangerous. How dangerous is it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Im Shifshef, Hainu Av Sheshafach Aleim Revius Vasachas, even if you pour Revius, Oy Shekvar Shalach Mayim Shniyim Al Shtei Yadav, or you poured water twice on both hands, Dein Metamin Zeza, Mikomakim Im Yiga Lamala Mimakim Shigiu Amayim Yitamu Benigiyasam, if you touch your wrist, if you touch any area that's above where the water went, your hands are Tamei. Well, says the Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. The Mechaber is going l'shitasei that you only have to wash the fingers. The Mechaber held you only have to wash the fingers. Ma'iri shenata ma'im rak ad kishrei atzva oisav. Diyatsa yidei netila laharbe poiskim. Kavor b'sim kuf samach alef. Ulamalamisham. But above the fingers, meaning that palm, after enu chayv lito shel netilas chulin, even though you don't have to wash for netilas chulin, mikomakam tuma makam tumu. It's still a makam tuma because for truma you have to wash there. Therefore, if you only wash your fingers, and now when you do shifshuf, your hands, your fingers touch your hands, you're up the creek without a paddle. V'chein metame yadei halecha b'negiasa sham. Therefore, it's going to be metame your wet hand. Avolim natal amayim ad chibur k'nei ayarim azroya. But if you wash your whole hand until your wrist, ein lachush b'hanagia l'mala, you don't have to be concerned to wash your wrist. Desham ein makam tuma l'chol ha'poiskim. It's not a makam tuma coin to anyone. By the way, not anyone. There is the shita of the aruch. The Sharat Zion says that it is a makam tuma. And therefore, if you do shifshuf l'chayra, you should still be careful not to touch your wrist in deference to the aruch. But if you did, it's okay. So shifshuf is not lethal. It's only lethal in the world of the mechaber, which might be the reason why the mechaber said never said to do it in the first place. You'll never see the mechaber who says to do shifshuf. I kabbalistically, you're right. The mechaber says it's better to be mekayim the mitzvah than to be yotzei the inyan kabbalah. You know, in the world of the mechaber, shifshuf is, you know, for closet mekubalim. But in the world of the Ramah, that you're washing your whole hands, the Ramah is the one who said you need to do shifshuf. Why? Because there's no real halachic concern. There's a slight minor zehirus not to touch the wrist, because according to the Aruch, it's still a makam tumah. But it's not a real concern. By the way, what I just said, I'm adding that the reason why the Mechaber says, does not say to do shifshuf, and the Ramah says to do shifshuf, because in the world of the Mechaber, doing shifshuf is sakanas nefasha, is because you're only washing your fingers, and then it's very likely you're going to touch your hand. In the world of the Ramah, it's all good. Veda, to call ma shetzarch lizar shalai liga lamala mimakim shigia mayim hurak ba'od yad of leichais. The concern that you don't touch above the area that was washed is only while your hands are wet. Acher kach kishar nigav yada, once your hand is dry, in tzarch lizar b'zaklau, you don't have to be careful at all. Af v'af im nislach lechu acher kach leslan ba. Even if that area became dirty, it doesn't matter if you touch your wrist. Kivan shekvar tiyar yadav v'nigvan, once you already purified your hands and you dry them. Now the Bir Halacha points out that there are Rishonim that Lamala Mikishrei Etzbois is not a Makam Tuma, that we also had before. It's not unanimous in the world of the Mechaber that you only have to wash your fingers, that the palm is a Makam Tuma. According to the Rishonim, you only have to wash your fingers. You could argue that even the palm is not a Makam Tuma, but there are many Rishonim that it is. But certainly above the Knei Hayad is not a Makam Tuma. Zulas Ladas Ha'arach. Okay, we'll hold it over here today. I kept it short. Okay, tomorrow, with your permission, let's review the end of Sif Daled. Also, I like starting the page on Monday, you know. I have a soft spot for starting the page on Monday. Okay, let's hold it.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.